The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. The Hoosiers are 0-2 in conference play and 4-2 overall. Indiana hosts Rutgers on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Okay. Disappointed last week with our performance and play at Penn State. Got to be a lot better this week moving into Rutgers coming in. Very talented team. Record, I don't think, reflects. They've lost two games at the end of their games. They're sitting at 2-3, but very talented team. It's had a lot of success, a lot of good players. It's our homecoming battle here, and we need a great week to get our program back on the track we need to be on.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll take questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you mentioned the fact that you've got the chance to play your homecoming match in front of, you know, stadium full of fans. What do you expect the atmosphere to be like as your team comes back home and looks to pick up a win?
Well, we had a great crowd at last outing here for Ohio State. Of course, Ohio State traveled well, as they always do, but our fans, students were awesome. Thought our crowd against Western Kentucky was outstanding. Thought we had a great crowd as we traveled to Wake Forest a few weeks back. And so we expect a good turnout. The weather's going to cooperate. I know Rutgers has got a talented team. It's going to come in and play well. I think it'll be a great game. And let's say there's always some of the rah-rah stuff at homecoming, but I think our arena is going to be a great atmosphere to play this weekend. And looking forward to having some great fan support again. And I believe our team's going to play very well for them.
To exit question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Mike Miller with Bloomington Herald.
Hey, Kevin. Just wanted to check in on Nate and Jordan. Are they working with the first team in practice today, or what's their status right now?
Yeah, I mean, they're working. So, I mean, we kind of rotate, and with all of them, they're getting, looking okay. We'll see as it goes. You can always have some setbacks based on wear and tear. So, I don't think as a coach, I don't even think medically you can, you know, the guys understand. Fortunately, I think both those guys are good enough, Mike, to understand they need to practice how they need to practice. I think they also are tough enough. They know if they can't go, they can't. So, they're looking okay. But, again, as you go through the week and push, you need to make sure you don't have any setbacks. And between now and Saturday, we'll see. But they're getting good work. We had a very good practice today.
Coach, if you've done your work with Rutgers, you know, what matchups are standing out to you when your two teams meet on the field on Saturday?
Well, again, to me, they're very athletic and talented. Their kick return guy leads the country in kick returns, had several touchdowns in kicking and punt game. It's been outstanding. The receiver, Carew, I think about half his catches are touchdowns. And there's a lot of great receivers in this league, but that is a very dynamic, big play guy. They complement it with good running game. So you got some big play threats with a great returner, great receiver, and a balanced run game. And then for our offense versus their defense, they're very stout in their structure and what they do based up, but a lot of pressure and come from all over. So great in third down, great in pressure. So, again, just an athletic team that plays with a lot of energy. Thought they played very, very well against Michigan State, took it down to the wire. Michigan State made a bunch of really strong, solid plays to win the game down the stretch. So credit to Michigan State. But Rutgers went there toe-to-toe and played a great game last week. And they've really played that way all year. I think they've had some setbacks internally that they've battled through in a great way. Like I say, they lost to Washington State the last play of the game. They got Michigan State down the wire. Their team has played well every year. They're a few plays off from having a much better record than what they got. They're coming in to me looking like a very talented team.
And our next question comes from the line of Alex McCarthy with Inside Indiana.
Hey, Coach. Just wondering how some of those running backs are coming along, especially Mike Majette, who kind of switched over there.
You know, he got a little action last game. He's played on some special teams. He's looked well in practice last week. Again, nice go today. And irregardless of where we've been with some injuries, Coach McCullough always reps three or four backs because of the volume of running and what we do and how much they run, you know, in non-tackle play. Sometimes they're running 20, 30, 40, 50 yards per play. So he's getting work. He's getting better. And to me, he's going to have a good future for us, whether it be a back. He's a little bit of a hybrid guy, right now with depth, he's a little bit more back. But, Alex, I see him in his career being an offensive skill guy that we can move around between the backfield and slot and really groom him as he comes to be a good player. He's got a very good skill set. He's coming along in a nice way as a young freshman.
And with Marquis Hawkins, I guess, should we expect to see a little bit more of him in his kind of H-back role?
Some, but I think with, again, the way our guys have, we've really been trying to push Donovan Hill at that position. It's looked pretty good, although we're not permanently moving him, but we're trying to get him on the field. Westbrook and Thornton, those young receivers, Marquis is behind those guys right now. He's doing a really good job for us, but he's behind those guys right now. And with Alex Rodriguez, Andrew Wilson, you get Brookins back here as he's moving forward. You get Jordan Howard back. You still got Devine. I think we got some running back depth. So we're just trying to find a home for Marquis and keep bringing him along. But he's practicing hard and he's doing well.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Thank you.